Sunday. Just got back off a run, grabbed a shower. Really need to rehydrate, but I just thought I'd take a moment to lie on the bed. And of course, the phone's never far away. At least I don't have to think about work on a Sunday. But the sun is streaming through some net curtains which are blowing gently in the wind. All I can see is the tops of two trees, a very blue sky, and one light stationary fluffy cloud. And I've got my hand behind my head so as my wet hair doesn't leave a big puddle on my pillow, which I'll realise later on tonight. Although, if last night's heat was anything to go by, it would be quite pleasant having a damp pillow. Sounds like it probably wouldn't do now that I've just said it. This morning, run came after yesterday's very long walk and a sporadic jog, so I think my body does appreciate me when I say resting, not running for the day, but not pushing myself. I haven't had a day off running since May the 24th, and it's, is it the 9th today of August? Stupidly in my head, I've got 100 days running straight, which isn't good for my knees, isn't good for my hips, and yeah, I'm taking a little bit of a battering, and I probably shouldn't be. I'm running mostly off-road, but I think that compounds the issues if you're going, you know, undulating terrain, you're getting used to a bit of soft grass, and then you're running across a ploughed field, and then you've got a stony pathway underneath your feet, and then you're negotiating tree roots. This morning I ran, not, you know, epically, but it was an easy run. I only had 20 minutes to get around before I had to get back to the house, because the kids are downstairs and babysitting for the moment. And I ran half a mile or so on the road, and then half a mile across kind of playing field, round a small pond, through some woods, another quarter of a mile on the road, then through a churchyard as everybody was piling into church, through kind of a secret door in the church wall behind, and then into kind of an abbey, and then around the another church as people were kind of piling into there, through kind of a side alleyway down the church, which takes you to this kind of medieval, I don't know if it would have been a fish pond or something for fish, because they've got orchards around there and this big pond with this weird statue sat on the edge of it, round there, through the woods, back onto the road, and then it's just a short jog up an alleyway and back home. And yeah, very nice. About just over two miles, and it's a great way to start Sunday, even though Sunday was started with a picnic breakfast today. And the afternoon is already planned out with potentially taking out an inflatable boat on the river. So very lucky, really, to have the time to not live in a city sometimes. I don't know if I could handle running around a city. Although there's some pretty decent parks and green spaces and canal towpaths if you know where to look. It's just the traffic. I know a lot of runners in the city run kind of before rush hour or after, because so many cars. And I'm not the most amazing breather when I'm running. I'm almost gasping for my life at some points and trying to get the rhythm going, and you're taking huge gulps of air. But I'm going to try and get a run on a beach or something over the next week or so. I've got a couple of days I need to kind of get out of the house while some builders are coming. I need to find somewhere to go for like 3 days, two nights with two kids. I've looked at windmills, I've looked at tree houses, I've looked at yurts, I've looked at shepherd's huts, I've looked at everything. I've looked at lighthouses. I just wanted something a bit different and coastal, maybe. Maybe Norfolk. So if you know anybody with a hut or a gypsy caravan or even a caravan, just something different, and we can escape for a couple of days and wind down a little bit more. How much more could I wind down? I'm lying down right now. Right, I promised the kids a couple of episodes of Adventure Time. If you've never seen Adventure Time, the cartoon, I highly recommend it. I was introduced to it by Mike Sizemore on Twitter. And working my way through all the series of Adventure Time, and very, very slowly kind of pacing ourselves, savouring them, the strange, surreal, crazy, wacky animation with a lot of vampires, monsters and all kinds of crazy stuff. Really thought it would freak the kids out. Aged 5 and 3 at the time. But now 6 and very nearly 4. Absolutely love it. I would say that they're addicted to it. They sing the songs and are not at all freaked out when some zombie donut comes crashing through a fragile wooden shutter window. In the cartoon, obviously, not in real life. Hope you're having a lovely weekend, if it's your weekend. If it's not and you're listening to this way after the effect, thanks for taking the time to listen to my musings. Nothing really to say or share other than the moment.